Love and Rage, The Path of Liberation Through Anger, by Lamarad Owens. Read by the author. Published by North Atlantic Books.
Music composed by Desiree Holiday.
This book is dedicated to my friend Rudy Lagonde and all the beautiful ones who left this realm of the living too early. Preface. On November 9th, 2016, the day after what may forever be known as the elections, I woke up to a reality that felt as if it was going to crush me. In my despair and anger, I posted this as a part of a longer sharing on social media. I let myself cry and admit that I am not trusting many people right now. I can say that if you think we are friends and you supported Trump, not only will a Trump administration not work out for you or anyone, we now have a serious issue in our relationship. You should know that. You should know that I'm not in the mood for your bullshit right now. I can also say that the most disadvantaged bodies in this country must once again reinvent survival strategies and must also at the same time work to liberate all bodies. I must continue living amongst people who let their selfish concerns outweigh the health and freedom of people like me. 10 months later, on September 26, 2017, in a crowded room on the campus of Columbia University Law School in Manhattan, my colleague and friend, Reverend Angel, and I had been asked to explore how to challenge racism and whiteness through the practice of mindfulness. As we always do together, we used our lens of radical dharma and had a dynamic and insightful dialogue. After the dialogue, we invited the crowd to ask questions. A young black man was the first to raise his hand. As a black man, I have no choice but to be mindful, and it brings me to a place of anger. I need a little of the happiness, or I'm just going to be really angry all the time. I responded first, sharing how we must allow the anger to be in our experience. I continued on and spoke about letting ourselves be angry as the first step to healing the hurt that is beneath the anger. I talked about my anger and how learning from my anger about all the hurt inside me that the anger was covering, and that if we don't wrestle with anger, we never get to the heartbreak. And if we don't get to the heartbreak, we don't get to the healing. Reverend Angel spoke next about how dangerous it is for a black man to inhabit the space of anger. She continued speaking about how moving into the space of anger helps us to understand why we are angry. And for many black folks, our anger points to racial injustice. She also suggested our anger points to the grief beneath the anger. After the event, we walked out into the streets of a warm Manhattan evening. There was something else I needed to say to that young man. There was something else I needed to figure out for myself. Before I knew it, I was uttering these words. I think I need to write a book about anger. Acknowledgements. When I began writing this book, I had no idea how much it would change me. It seems that when you write with a purpose to help people get free, you yourself must be willing to experience that process of freedom first. And what I know now, and have known for a while, I suppose, is that getting free is not easy, fun, or sexy. It is messy, frustrating, confusing, and dull. And it can also be invigorating, dynamic, inspiring, joyful. However, there would be no teaching, struggling, liberation, let alone a book without the kindness of all of my teachers and lineages. I offer these gratitudes knowing that no lineage or teacher is perfect and that despite these imperfections, I have been the recipient of profound transformative wisdom that has saved my life. I first offer the deepest gratitude to my lamas in the Kagyu School of Tibetan Buddhism, including my root teacher, Lama Nyorla Rinpoche, who authorized me as a teacher, as well as Lama Tsering Wangdu Rinpoche, the first Tibetan Lama I felt a heart connection with. I offer gratitude to Lama Willa Miller for her friendship and guidance since the beginning of my path. I also offer gratitude to Lama John McCransky for his kindness and early teachings on love. I also remember Lama Paulden, who helped me to understand the female Buddha Tara in such a simple and direct way. I'm also deeply grateful for the Kashi lineage, founded by Ma Jayasati Bhagavati, who in her death has become a close guiding teacher for me. I am forever grateful for the love of Ma's spiritual daughter and my Swami, Swami Jayadevi Bhagavati, for always reassuring me that she is holding me and for her influence in helping me to become so much more myself. To these two lineages, Kagyu and Kashi, I bow. As always, this book would not be possible if not for the example of my mother, Reverend Wendy Owens, taught me how not only to be a minister, but also to have a ministry that invites people to be their most authentic selves. I also am grateful for my father, Dr. Herschel Holliday, for introducing me in my early teens to Black radical thought, which became my first real Dharma. Writing this book was a struggle, and I had no choice but to call on my personal deities, guides, protectors, and ancestors to support and hold me through this process. I offer them the deepest gratitude and my continued devotion. I especially express my gratitude to Ganesha and Chadrupa for their protection, as well as the compassion of Mother Tara, whose energy saturates this text. I offer appreciation to my mentors, elders, and spiritual guides. First, I thank Kathy McKenna, who has been a staunch and loving example of how to be both a committed changemaker as well as a devoted spiritual practitioner. I also remember all the elders whose love and examples have held me in this process, as well as inspired me to understand that I am an elder in training. These elders include Colivia Carter, Karen Ziegler, Darla Martin, Jan Willis, Alice Walker, Erica Huggins, Susan Morgan, Bill Morgan, Nola Way Alexander, Meta McGarvey, Mark Jordan, Daigun Gaither, and Cheryl Giles. I do not know if this book could have ever been finished at all without the guidance of my friend and spiritual guide, Leah Teoxen of the Seed to Star Collective. Her magic, insight, and maturity, as well as her joy and honesty, created the conditions for me to translate what felt like ephemeral and vague impressions into ideas and words. I am also indebted to Anna Gallagher for her realness and her spiritual intuition that skillfully aided in moving these teachings through my body. I have so many personal friends whose friendships have made this journey easier. My gratitude first goes to my closest and oldest friend, Jamie Ferguson, who has held me since we were teenagers and whose generosity in sharing her home and resources has been deeply moving. I also thank top upcoming legendary child, Sister Sadata Jackson, for her years of ride-or-die friendship and for her intense, loving honesty. Her insights into how to embody this book for the rest of the children are deeply appreciated. I also thank Lama Justin Van Boydash for being my brother on this path and for being a lifeline that has kept me in relationship to our lineage. I thank Lisa Jezon for her many years of spiritual friendship, as well as Josh Bogart for all his loving support. I am also appreciative for the dialogues included in this book with my friends and colleagues Ravi Mishra, Kate Johnson, Sarah Beasley, and Leslie Goodman. Also, a special thanks to the Liberation Through Anger group for helping to clarify these teachings for Black, queer, trans, Indigenous, and people of color activists. I am deeply grateful for my team who not only have supported this book, but have made it possible for my teachings to be sustainable in the world. I am especially grateful for Daniel Sutton Johansson for really making the growth I have experienced in the past several years possible. I also want to thank Abby Allen for her incredible branding support, as well as Erica Phillips and Seth Friedman for representing me. I am honored to have their support and to be in friendship with them. I am grateful for Radical Dharma and all the impact it has had on people's lives. I offer gratitude to my co-author, Dr. Yasmin Saidula, for her comradeship and her deep kindness and fierce insight into liberation struggle that have so deeply influenced me. I am always indebted to Reverend Angel Kyoto Williams for her friendship and helping me believe that I could write a book. So much would not be possible if she had not taken me under her wing. The relationships I have cultivated with these fierce comrades and co-conspirators have shown me how revolutionary Black love can be when we want people to be free instead of wanting to dominate them. I am grateful for Tim McKee and Shane Achilles and the folks at North Atlantic Books for
Sample complete. Ready to continue?